This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
Recently, there have been some hearings in Congress with regard to the proposed broadband wireless system that LightSquared Incorporated has been given a license for. And the issue is that the spectrum of radio frequency that has been assigned to LightSquared is next door to the frequency that we use in precision ag GPS applications. So there have been some tests run earlier this summer that indicate that there is interference, that this new system would interfere not only with our precision ag applications, but almost any GPS signal, whether it's the local fire department, police. It also affects Department of Defense and transportation GPS signals as well for navigation. So it's a very broadband set of issues that are being impacted by this proposed new system of LightSquared.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
So because of those tests, LightSquared has gone back to the drawing board, and they have come back with some proposals to offer the use of special antennas or the use of special filters that could be added on to existing GPS receivers to mitigate the problem and kind of minimize the issue.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
They have directed LightSquared, the FCC, and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, to have additional tests run and to coordinate designing a test with LightSquared on these newest modifications that LightSquared is saying will solve the problem. So there is a set of tests that are being designed now that should be completed by November 30th. In the meantime, LightSquared is prevented from building out their system until the issue gets resolved.